Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer, and we have a caller on the line today from Melrose, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Sean Weil, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you, Sean. And you have such a wide-ranging musical background, but I have to ask you about your collection of low brass instruments. What's that about in your life?
Well, I've been playing piano and singing my whole life, but when I was in high school, my band director sat me down and handed me a euphonium that I've been playing for the past 25 years. And now I have five or six euphoniums at home, including the famed double-belled euphonium and a sax horn from around 1875.
That's fantastic. And you not just have the collection, but you actually play them.
It's true. Sometimes I like to save them from being decorative items on the walls of restaurants and give them new life.
Well, we have a piano that is not just a decorative item right here in the studio. Bruce is about to play it for you. We'll see if you can guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And I don't know what's coming either, so if by chance you need help, we can work on this together. Sound good?
Thank goodness for having a partner who knows as much as you do.
Thank you. Let's see how this goes. Sean, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
epic by piano puzzler standards.
It's
Holy
a big
cow.
One.
Sean, what did you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, I heard Bruce's brilliance coming through.
Which a was review.
Quite wonderful. But I think his brilliance was mixed with Bernstein's.
Ah, yes,
because I think I heard somewhere from West Side Story.
You heard it right here. That's where.
So that's the tune, Somewhere from West Side Story. So there's half of it right there. And what about the composer whose style Bruce was imitating or mimicking there?
Well, that was a lot tougher, but it sounded romantic to me, and it sounded like one of the German romantic composers.
Yes, that's true.
So I'm going to guess that it was Schubert.
Correct.
Two for
very,
two.
Very good.
Name the tune,
hey.
Name the composer. What Ooh. Made you think Franz Schubert? Out of all the composers you could have chosen, even all the German romantics you could have chosen, why Schubert?
Well, there was a simplicity in the piano piece where you could really hear the melodies. It wasn't encumbered by a lot of rhythms and polyrhythms the way Brahms would have. And beyond that, it was a guess and a feeling.
Excellent. Well, you know, the simplicity and the clarity of the melody makes perfect sense. And I was actually using quite a bit of a real song by Schubert, Du bist die Ruhe, which is Opus 59, number 3. And the opening of what I played is actually the Schubert. This is Schubert. And this is Bernstein. But basically, the accompaniment is Schubert as much as I could possibly keep. And interestingly, some of the harmonies are in both the Schubert wow. and the Bernstein, which is what got me to do this originally.
Wow, that's amazing. So some similar harmonic progressions between the Schubert song and the Bernstein song.
Some, yes. And, yeah, and in some places, the Bernstein was a little bit too modal, and I had to go back to Schubert.
Well, Sean, you nailed it. You got the tune, you got the composer right away. Now that we know what this is, thanks to Sean, it's Somewhere, the song from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, in the style of this other song by Franz Schubert. Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Sure. Thank you.
That heartbreakingly hopeful ballad from West Side Story, Somewhere by Leonard Bernstein, rewritten not just in the style of Franz Schubert, but actually quoting a song by Franz Schubert. It's this week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph. Sean Weil calling from Melrose, Massachusetts. Beautifully done. First guess on both the tune and the composer. Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you very much. It feels really good to have stuck the landing.
You totally did. Sean, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you hear Bruce's Piano Puzzlers?
I listen through the podcast religiously.
Which you can hear at yourclassical.org/performance today, the Piano Puzzler podcast. Sean Weil, thanks for calling and playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.